Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. We're diving into something super important today, finding peace in a world that feels like it's constantly spinning out of control. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water? Like every day throws some new curveball at you? Trust me, I get it. We live in a time when news cycles are relentless, social media feeds can be overwhelming, and even the weather seems unpredictable. It's enough to make anyone crave a little serenity, right? But here is the thing, peace isn't something we just stumble upon. It's not some magical state that appears when all our problems magically disappear. No way. Peace is an active choice, a muscle we train every single day. It's about cultivating a sense of inner calm, even amidst the chaos of life. So how do we do that? How do we find this elusive peace in a world that often feels anything but peaceful? Well, buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that can help us navigate these turbulent times and create a little more calm in our own lives. First, let's talk about accepting what we can't control. Think about it, obsessing over things outside of our influence just drains our energy and creates unnecessary stress. We can't control the stock market, the weather, or what other people think about us. But we can control how we react to those things. Number 2, focus on what you can control. This might seem obvious, but it's incredibly powerful. Instead of getting bogged down by anxieties about the future, concentrate on taking positive action in the present moment. What can you do right now to move closer to your goals? What small step can you take to make things a little better today? Number 3, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, though that's great if you enjoy it. It simply means being fully present in the here and now. Take a few deep breaths, savor your coffee, really listen to the person talking to you. The more we train our minds to focus on the present moment, the less we get caught up in worries about the past or anxieties about the future. Number 4, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, this stuff is golden. When we focus on what we're thankful for, our perspective shifts. It helps us appreciate the good things in our lives and find joy even amidst challenges. Make a list of 5 things you're grateful for every day. It could be anything, your health, your family, a delicious meal, a beautiful sunset. And finally, number 5, remember that you're not alone. We all face challenges, doubts, and uncertainties. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can make a world of difference. Talk to a friend, join a support group, or simply reach out to someone you trust. Let me tell you about a time when this whole peace thing really came into play for me. A few years back, I was working on a huge project with a very tight deadline. It was stressful, everything felt like it was riding on my shoulders, and I was constantly battling self-doubt. I remember feeling completely overwhelmed one night. I just wanted to throw my hands up in the air and scream. But then I took a step back, remembered these principles we've been talking about, and decided to focus on what I could control. Instead of dwelling on the impossible tasks ahead, I broke down the project into smaller, more manageable chunks. I made a list of what needed to be done each day and started tackling it one step at a time. And guess what? By focusing on those small wins, by practicing gratitude for the moments when things were going well, and by reminding myself that I wasn't alone in this struggle, I actually found a surprising sense of peace amidst the chaos. So remember, folks, finding peace isn't about achieving some perfect state of bliss, it's about developing resilience, cultivating inner calm, and choosing to focus on what truly matters. Let me know your thoughts. What are your go-to strategies for finding peace in a chaotic world? Share them with us in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. And don't forget to subscribe to Fortitude First so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom to help you navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Until next time, keep pushing forward, keep striving for greatness, and remember, peace is always within reach.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.